You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dodgers are on pace for 162 wins right now after beating the Padres last night. Is this a little John Legend?
It is, yeah.
What a voice. 2 o'clock call of the daytime. A lot of people were awake for the game. Some people got up early. Some people stayed up late. I slept through it. Bergman, you slept through it?
Absolutely did. Set my alarm, woke up at 3 and
said,
Brian, you slept through it?
Right through it.
Ireland, you were probably awake and didn't watch it.
No, I taped it, and when I woke up at 6, I watched... I fast-forwarded through it to get to watch all the runs. So I saw the runs.
I DVR'd ESPN.
I did too, but did it automatically tape Spectrum?
No, I got All Night SportsCenter.
So you didn't get the game?
No, so when I went to watch the game, it was SportsCenter.
It was blacked out.
It was blacked out on ESPN.
Yeah, so if you're going to do that tonight, tape Spectrum.
Yeah.
Sportsnet LA.
Did those guys, did they do like the full pre and post and all that stuff?
Yeah, Worthy told me that they were ordering food for those guys, you know, because they had to come in at 1 in the morning. And he said that he ordered a bunch of like ribs and chicken
stuff
like that. And Worthy's like, don't you have to order like omelets?
Middle of the night run, yeah.
Yeah, what would be the food you'd want to eat at 1 in the morning,
Taco
2
Bell.
In the morning?
Give me Taco Bell.
Maybe they were right.
Yeah, wasn't Taco Bell created for 1 in the morning?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Where do you want to start, Ireland?
How about Rudy on line 4?
Rudy, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. Glad to be online with you guys.
Thanks, man.
What do you got, Rudy?
They look really, really good. Little hesitant on Freddie Freeman, but he'll get into it. But we need a live bat on that number 9 spot. Gavin Lux, he's just not going to happen, man. We need somebody's going to give us that pop right there. Maybe a Kiki Hernandez every day.
Rudy, you're making this determination based on one game?
Yeah, he just doesn't have that pop. He hasn't had it. And it ain't going to come back this year, that's for sure.
Well, he's not a guy that's going to hit you home runs.
But in the minors, he destroyed every level of the minor leagues, and that's why they want to give him an opportunity. But I'm surprised you're giving up on him this soon.
It's going to be really – I would have not even started him tonight, this morning, actually. I would have had Miguel Rojas in there. I got more faith in Miguel Rojas getting the hit on bases loaded.
Rojas, Rudy, is a better fielder.
Better fielder.
Than Gavin Lux, but he's not a better hitter.
Here's the question. His natural position is shortstop. Would you play Miguel Rojas at short and bump Mookie to second?
Most definitely.
Okay. You're just sailing on Gavin Lux altogether. I mean, yeah, he had a really, really didn't do anything last night that would necessarily eliminate him from the lineup.
Bergman, how did he do in spring, Gavin Lux?
He was okay. He hit only singles. He had no extra base hits.
Well, neither did anybody else in that game.
Well, not in this game.
I don't think there were any extra base hits by either team.
To his point, Gavin Lux went 0-for-5, and he had that one shot that started the eighth inning rally because he hit it to Cronenworth and went through the glove.
Yeah, but it should have been a 3-6-1 double play.
Yeah, it should have been a double play, and that inning would have been over. So he was not good at the plate, and if he is not going to be good at the plate, he's not necessary in the field either because he's a bad defender.
Okay, all right, but Greg, here's my question.
Yes.
What is they want to give him an opportunity because he was one of their best minor leaguers over the last 15 years. He was just he was unbelievable in the minors. They kept him out of every trade because they wanted to keep him. How much time is enough time to try him at second base? How many games?
It depends. If he's playing defense at a high level.
Let's say he's playing average defense.
Average defense.
You're not losing because of him, but he's not going to win a gold glove.
He's not
throwing balls away. He's not constant errors and those kind of things.
Solid but average defensively.
But is he hitting?
What does he have to hit?
Probably about like 270, 280.
Okay, so let me give
you... He has on-base percentage around 330, 340.
Okay, so let me... First of all, his last full season... Well, I guess it was mostly full.
Yeah, 421
at bats in 2022.
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
He batted .276 with a .346 on base percentage, seven triples, six homers, and 42 RBIs and 421 at bats.
That's fine. Isn't it?
To me, that's good.
If he does that and he plays average to good defense, you'll be fine. But if he is booting balls and dropping him in the dirt and he's not hitting at the same time, you can't have him in. You can't have a dead spot in the lineup because of him.
Right.
If you're going to have a dead spot in the lineup, Miguel Rojas, which is a better dead spot in the lineup.
Yeah,
because
you get the glove. Yes. Yeah.
Let's do one. Oh, look, Ed in Orange County. Ed, you're on 710. Good afternoon. Did you watch the game last night?
I did. What's up, boys? It's your boy, Ed Hart. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Ed.
Happy early birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
Behind you.
Thank you, man.
Are you hitting 60? Is it 60 for
59, you? The big 5-9.
Oh, you can see it. It's on the horizon.
It's out there.
I'm hitting the 60 on April 7th, so I'm feeling it. But, yeah, I got up. I watched it. I watched the first couple innings, drifted in and out of consciousness, saw most of it. I think the storyline of the game was average to a little bit better than average starting pitching, which I think is going to be the story all year. Lights out bullpen, which will probably be the story all year.
Let's hope so.
Is phenomenal. You know, the big three got on base 8 times. You know, Mookie, Freddie, and Ohtani got on 8 times, which I don't see a lot. And then one big inning. And, yeah, the ball going through the glove by Cronenworth is unfortunate for them. Great for us.
Yep.
But I think we're going to have one big inning just about, you know, most games. I think this is going to be a storyline that's going to be pretty consistent throughout the victories anyway. As far as Lux is concerned, just since you guys talked about that while I was on hold, I think if he gives us 2022 numbers, it's great. I think as long as we're winning and he doesn't become a liability that's starting to cost us games. I like the idea of a platoon with him and Rojas. Rojas goes against the lefties. Gavin goes against the righties. That may be what they end up doing.
Okay.
So that's my thoughts.
Good takes.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I think it's obviously it's one game and it's way too early to sail on anything at this point. But the most important thing is Gavin Lux has got to be able to field the position. If he gets the yips like he had in the spring, then he's going to be replaced because you can't afford to have a bad glove in the infield like that.
Well, because Max Muncy's already kind of a bad
he's
glove.
He's already
but
kind
he
of
hits,
a hack. Yeah.
So you can leave him in there.
So Muncy is starting to play a better third base. He's been working on it all spring. He had a really, really nice play in, I think it was in one against somebody in Korea, where it went over the third base bag. He dove for it. Long throw to first, and it looked really nice. So he's getting better.
Okay.
Well, he's
still never going to be a plus defender.
He's okay because you need his pop.
Yeah.
You need his bat.
Yeah.
But if, like you said, Greg, if Lux doesn't get any extra base hits, you don't really need that bat.
No, you can get that out of Rojas and a better glove.
All right. Let's see. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow, Islands. We're going to do an all-day broadcast. It's Travis and Slee, us, and then Shadano and Cap will be there from 10 in the morning until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And, of course, the madness is going on. All the games will be on, and we're giving away all kinds of prizes. You can watch the hoops, hang out. And 3 o'clock tomorrow, Kona Pie Eating Contest, me versus Bergman versus Morales. That should be a mess. All that stuff tomorrow at Islands. Thanks to Islands. Islands Restaurant, your local paradise. All right, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Mamrani. If you are involved in any kind of accident and you haven't called Jacob yet, what are you doing? Not taking action is going to cost you money. What's that mean? Well, let's say you were injured in a car accident a few months ago. You thought the pain in your back would go away, so you never went to see a doctor. But now, a few months later, it's getting worse every week. Problem is, because it's been a few months since the accident, it's much more difficult to prove that your back pain was caused by the accident itself. Therefore, you probably got to pay for everything yourself. See? See? Why didn't you call Jacob? Do not put yourself in this situation. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob right away. He'll get you to a doctor, no money out of pocket, so you can physically recover quickly and not have to pay for it yourself. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. And don't forget, you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. He's always giving away stuff, great advice, prizes, all kinds of stuff. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, this is a really interesting story just broke.
All right, here are the details. Shohei Ohtani has been in the major leagues for 6 years. He has always had an interpreter, someone who, when Shohei does interviews, can explain things that are asked in English, Japanese, and vice versa. It's somebody who is bilingual.
Ipe, I think his name is?
Yeah. Listen to this, Greg. This is massive. Representatives of Ohtani, and this just broke 10 minutes ago, have accused his interpreter of engaging in massive theft of Ohtani's money to place bets with an illegal bookmaker who is the target of a federal investigation. Lawyers for Ohtani made that claim after the LA Times learned Ohtani's name had surfaced in the investigation of Matthew Bower, B-O-W-Y-E-R. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. An Orange County resident. Ohtani's representative looks into the actions of the interpreter, Ipe Muzahara, in response to the Times. And a source close to the matter said, two sources have told the Times that money was in the millions of dollars.
Wow. No way. That's crazy.
In a statement, West Hollywood law firm Burke Brettler says, quote, in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of massive theft, and we are turning that matter over to authorities. Attempts to reach Mizuhara were unsuccessful. He placed the bets, Mizuhara did, with Bower, who is apparently a bookie, according to sources. So this just broke. More information coming out. But Mace, let me tell you how serious this could be. An interpreter is basically granted full access to your team.
Yes.
He's allowed to go wherever Shohei goes.
Yep.
So if Shohei goes to the trainer, the interpreter goes with him. If Shohei goes out to eat, the interpreter goes with him. If this guy was taking inside information, like let's say he knows Shohei's got a bad hamstring.
Yep.
And he's betting particularly against Shohei.
Yes.
In any way, shape, or form. And now you can bet, like you guys are all involved in various betting things. You can bet on players individually. That's
sure.
Like the DraftKings kind of thing.
Yep.
Or you can actually bet games.
Sure.
You can bet on any aspect of professional
sports.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Now.
So was he betting on Ohtani or against Ohtani?
But this, if it comes out that this guy, Ipe, was taking inside information and betting against Ohtani, this is bigger than Pete Rose. They would, I mean, it has the ability to become a major, major scandal in sports if this interpreter was taking inside information and particularly betting against the Angels or Ohtani. Now, we don't know that. It doesn't say what the nature of the bets were. The Pete Rose thing that came out after years when they wrote
the
book. The Dowd
report.
Right, was that Pete was always betting on the Reds.
Correct.
But the reason that was a problem was like Mario Soto was the best pitcher in the Reds that year. Maybe if Pete had more money on a game, he'd pitch him on two or three days
rest. He'd pitch
him
on short rest, yeah.
Yeah. This would be completely different. This would be, so you know Shohei isn't going to hit.
Right.
But
in
it hasn't
words,
been announced.
Yeah, he's got a minor injury. He's dealing with something. He's sick. He's got the flu, something
right,
like that.
He's got the flu
and you
on
know
a day
it.
He's supposed to pitch. You know it. You bet $1 million on the Twins because you know Shohei is either A, not going to pitch, or B, going to pitch with the flu. That's gigantic.
Well, and here's he's using Shohei's money to bet.
Yeah, now how
on Shohei.
Right. Now I wonder how he got access to the money. Maybe because the interpreter needed to buy things for Shohei. He had his
access
credit card
to his,
or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
how much do they say how much?
No. And Dylan Hernandez and Jack Harris are also reporting on this story. Jack is the Dodger beat writer. Dylan Hernandez is the Times baseball columnist. He's actually a general columnist that writes about everything, but writes a lot of stuff about the Dodgers. We're assuming this primarily happened with the Angels since he's only played one game with the Dodgers. But if you have a rogue interpreter with full access to the clubhouse, the locker room,
and your bank account,
the potential for this to be disastrous is right there.
Yeah.
So this is something obviously to follow. The Times broke it.
Yep.
It is. There's several bylines on this story. They obviously have all hands on deck here.
Yeah, I saw Nathan Fenno, who's one
Gustavo
of their good business
Areno,
writers.
Gustavo Areno, Adam Emilhark, Nathan Fenno, Paul Pringle, all listed on the byline, and Jack Harris and Dylan Hernandez contributing.
Now, when was Ipe Muzahara his interpreter? Is he he's not currently his interpreter, is he?
I would think he is. Greg, do you know?
Do you know, Greg? Is his current
interpreter? Is Ipe his current interpreter?
Yes, that is his current interpreter.
So
yes.
He's in Korea with him right now?
Yes.
And this story breaks.
And unless it's something he's maybe was left home for some reason, but that is his interpreter.
All we know is two sources tell the Times that the money involved is in the millions of dollars. The millions of dollars.
Wow.
That's
We haven't had a gambling scandal in sports this big since Pete Rose. I mean, there have been some NFL guys that Calvin Ridley, they found out he did something and they suspended him for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But Shohei Ohtani is literally the best player maybe in the history of baseball.
And one of the biggest sports stars on the planet.
I wonder how much money he took from him.
Yeah, all we know is in the millions of dollars.
This has the potential to really unravel a lot of things.
Yeah, wow.
I'm glad they caught the guy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because hopefully, baseball is a little lucky here, Mace, that the Angels never make the playoffs.
Sure.
Because had this...
Could have been a playoff game.
Yeah, could have been playoffs or World Series games. Shohei's never played in one.
Yeah.
So it's less damaging in that sense.
Well, that'll be an interesting story to follow.
Yeah. So it just broke. It broke at 2:16, 12 minutes ago. The LA Times has it up on their website.
As far as playing on the field, Dodgers on the field again tonight in Seoul, middle of the night here, 3 a.m. The game is on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. Right? Spectrum Sportsnet LA, right?
They call it Sportsnet LA. It's owned by Spectrum. Spectrum Sportsnet has the Lakers channel, and Sportsnet LA has the Dodgers.
Okay, so Sportsnet LA has got the game tonight, and it is the debut of Yamamoto. This is the first time we'll see him in a big league game.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how long they leave him in. In spring training, he was lights out the first inning, but then once they saw him pitch, when he went through the lineup the second time, they had him figured out a little bit. Let's see how long they leave him in tonight.
Yeah, gave up a bunch of singles in his last two starts, so I'll be interested to see what he's able to do. And pitching for the Padres tonight, I think is it Joe Musgrove tonight? Joe Musgrove.
You know, Greg, see if you can find this out. I wonder if Ipe is the interpreter for both Ohtani and Yamamoto, or do they each have their own interpreter?
I think Yamamoto has his own interpreter, but I'm not positive about that.
Because it sounds like Shohei is out an interpreter right now.
Right. So if they did have a second one,
Yoshihiro Sonoda is his interpreter for Yamamoto.
So they each have their own. So they're covered. One guy can work for two players.
Sure.
Because it seems like Ipe is going to jail.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty, but they sounds like they got a lot of proof here.
Yeah. We'll continue to follow that story. All right. Coming up next, what do 300,000 condoms in the city of Paris have in common, John?
I can't wait to find out.
That's next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, you sent this along today that when Taylor Swift had her concert at SoFi Stadium.
You went to one of those, didn't you?
I was at one of those, yeah. And the concert actually registered on the Richter scale.
Right, at Caltech.
The strong motion sensors placed near the stadium showed that there was literally... what would it be? Not geothermal. What would it be?
Well, there was seismic activity.
Seismic activity. That's what I'm looking for. And it was a, let's see, what a 0.851. So not a big one, but a one.
Yeah.
For sure. And it happened during the song Shake It Off.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were apparently trying to shake it off.
That was like the big one. All
hey,
right, so
Beto just texted me, going back to the story about Shohei.
Oh,
and
if
you're just joining us, Shohei's interpreter has been accused of stealing millions from him and then gambling with that money. And it's opened an investigation
crazy.
That could get very, very ugly. Ipe, the interpreter, was born in Japan, but he's actually been in California since he was a little kid. He went to Diamond Bar High School, graduated from the University of California, Riverside, moved to USA in 1991 in elementary school, used to work as an interpreter for the Red Sox, and then when Shohei came over, he got what would be considered the ultimate interpreter
gig.
And now he's probably going to jail. But depending on what facts come out of this case, and almost for certain he won't be Shohei's interpreter anymore.
You raised some. Do you ever worry about the people that have your money?
Sure.
Shohei obviously lost apparently millions of dollars, according to this report.
Shaquille O'Neal, of all people, gave me some good advice once.
Okay.
I said, "Man, you got a lot of money. What do you do with all of it?" I was just sitting around on a plane once talking to him, and he said, "I got three guys managing my money. And I got a guy watching them."
Oh, so a guy to watch the guy.
So his theory was, and I've kind of lived by this too, is that he has his assets. Like, picture all of his, let's say it's $100 million.
Yes.
He has like $33 million with one guy, $33 million with the other guy, and $33 million with the third guy. So if one of them turned out to be a crook, he wouldn't be financially destitute.
Right.
He wouldn't get the Bernie Madoff treatment.
Because there are always those stories about, like, Billy Joel's business manager.
Right.
Like, ripped
Kareem
him off
Abdul
for tons
Jabbar.
Of money. Same thing?
Yeah, same thing happened to him,
yeah.
But, and then Shaq says, and then I pay a separate guy, a fourth guy.
Right.
Just to monitor the three guys to make sure they're not stealing from me.
Yeah.
So, I would imagine Shohei's going to do that from this point forward.
See, I got a guy.
Juan.
Yeah. Juan just watches all of it.
I mean, Juan was trained as a CPA, so he keeps track of all the money.
All right. Well, don't bury the lead. How many condoms did you say?
300,000 condoms going to France for the Olympics, the Paris Olympics. Now, apparently, there was a rule on intimacy that went into effect for the 2020 Olympics that was held in Tokyo because of COVID. To help prevent the virus from spreading, athletes were asked to limit their physical contact with each other, keeping about 6.5 feet apart. That has all changed now. Athletes will not be 6.5 feet apart anymore.
There'll be no social distancing.
Right. And my experience, by the way, of the Olympics is that everybody is getting some.
Is hooking up.
Everybody's hooking up.
I've heard that. And you've covered how many Olympics in person?
8.
All right. So you would know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, well, why are you distributing condoms? That's encouraging this behavior. I'm with you. I think the behavior's happening whether you do it or not.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
So by distributing condoms, it's actually smart.
Right.
I actually think they're doing a good
thing. Oh, yeah. No, they're doing a good thing. And I'm glad they're going to have fun in the Olympic Village this time. Last year must have been a bummer, or Tokyo must have been a bummer.
Right.
We couldn't hook up.
I remember in the bubble, players, the NBA bubble, players were getting thrown out for trying to hook up with, like, the testers. And
right,
the,
you know, right.
Thing. But now all those rules are gone.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, don't forget, tomorrow we are at Islands in Manhattan Beach, all day live broadcast. Shadano and Cap will be there. Travis and Slee will be there. We'll be there. Hoops will be on all day long. All kinds of prizes. We're hitting the South Bay. And, by the way, we've got the Kona eating pie contest, me versus Bergman versus Morales, and there are $50,000 mythical dollars riding on that,
yeah,
right?
Between you and me, $50,000. And when we do mythical money, that's brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, so coming up next for you.
What's up, fool?
We're going to do a little What's Up, Fool? Bergman's got stuff. Brian's got stuff. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. We're still trying to confirm, but it seems as if Ipe got fired by Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani's not.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Shaken 15 minutes ago. Shohei Ohtani's attorneys accused him. Doesn't say he was fired right there.
Yeah, well, Bill, Bob Nightingale's reporting he's been fired.
Yeah,
been
you
fired.
Can't keep. If he potentially stole millions of dollars from you, I don't think you can keep him
on.
Well,
we had not reported
I think,
that.
I don't,
yet.
And I don't think you have to give him 2 weeks notice either.
No. That's you're gone.
I think you're just gone.
He's gone. Okay, so I just need your guys' help and see, is there a way to stop this pandemic from happening?
What pandemic?
The reply all pandemic.
Oh, it's rough.
It's so bad. So in the last month, three different times, LAPC has put something. I'm assuming there's maybe 500 people.
Promotion.
Yeah, somebody got a promotion. Good for them. Somebody got was retiring. Good for them. Somebody sent something out. There's this massive thing from LAPC that they send out, and people are replying all,
oh, no.
All the
do
time.
Not reply
it's happened
all.
Three times in the last month. What do you do to stop this?
Ignore it.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
but the emails just keep coming in. Come. Yeah, Brian, yeah, help me here.
I'm right over here with Greg. Today already, I delete it. It's back 2 seconds later. I delete it. It's back.
Oh, right. So is this your ESPN account? Because
yes,
I don't get anything from LAPC.
Yeah. Don't look at your ESPN account.
I don't even know what's going on there. I'm sure I'm getting all kinds of directives.
Why
and,
do we still have a reply all button?
Well, I mean, so I'm in this situation all the time. There's something going back and forth with me and one of our MCs and you and Morales and Carlo and we keep emailing back and forth. I think you have to reply all. Sometimes you have no choice but to reply all.
When it's a small amount of people, that's okay.
One time I remember somebody took at the Laker facility, somebody took somebody's chips out of the break room.
Oh yeah.
And so this guy wrote a long list of, hey, I don't know who took my my chips, but I don't appreciate it. If you could please return them, you know, something like that. And I looked and I go, why am I getting this? I'm never in the facility. He hit reply all to the entire company. Genie Bus, Rob Palenka, everybody accused of stealing the chips, but I don't think he ever got his.
Well, I think
back.
Like they send out birthday emails around here, yeah. And some people will reply all and say happy birthday. Wrong.
Do
like,
not reply.
I always send
it to the person.
I always send it to the person. Yeah. Happy birthday. But I don't reply all like some people.
If you do reply all to a happy birthday message, aren't you looking for a little attention?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
And by the way, don't reply all with stop replying all because you're still replying all. And that's a problem in itself.
Yeah. Brian, are you going to survive this?
I don't know. It's one of those things where it ticks me. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
I see how Greg came in today. I was like, I saw it's happening again today, man. I thought 2 days later.
Three times.
Oh, wow. I feel your pain.
Stop replying.
I feel your pain.
All right, knock it off, people.
What's up, fool?
Common etiquette.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. I saw this story the other day. A special 2000 Kobe Bryant Los Angeles Lakers championship ring. Apparently, it's one he gifted to his father, is now up for auction. And it currently, as of last checked, is set at $94,000. So I got a couple questions here for you guys. John, this one's especially for you. Are you guys given championship rings? Like when the Lakers win, do you get a ring?
Yeah.
And Mace, do you have any Rams or any kind of Laker rings?
I've got
well?
Replicas after the Super Bowl, but that's it.
So what happens, Brian, is if you're on staff like I am, you get a ring, but it's not the same as the player ring. It's still really nice. By comparison, I think my ring is worth between $5,000 and $10,000, and their rings are probably worth between $50,000 and $75,000, you know, just because they're nicer. But, yeah, they're really nice. Here's the one thing about rings. I'll bring mine in so you can see it. I mean, it's like it's so big you can't really wear it, which is why – I wonder the person that's buying it for $94,000.
Right.
If they're planning on wearing it, they should look at it first because they're super, super big.
Well, it's very specific. It is Kobe's ring from 2000. It weighs 59.6 grams. It is Kobe's ring size, which is 11.5, 40 diamonds. The face of the ring reads Lakers World Champions, while one side displays the name Bryant above the number 8 in the NBA logo. This side also contains the Lakers' regular season mark, 67-15, as well as their postseason win-loss record of 15-8. And the bidding is $94,000. Now, even you would have to say that's a pretty cool piece of memorabilia. You have Kobe's actual championship ring from 2000.
Right. What do you do with it?
Display it.
Where?
You get a big plaque thing, and you. This is Kobe's
in
ring.
Your house.
Yeah, in my house.
Okay,
in my studio.
Yeah, not doing it.
Oh, come on, Kobe, an actual Kobe Bryant ring.
Not if
his
Kobe,
ring from 2000.
If Kobe gave it to me, I would treasure it. But just buying it at an auction, you know, I am about rings.
Yeah.
If you're not a player and you didn't earn it, it's weird for
you.
Well,
I wouldn't. I'm not going to wear the Kobe ring. I'm going to display the Kobe ring. Would you not want this as a valuable piece of memorabilia?
Yeah, of course I would. That's actually something that's...
It's
very cool.
A set of shoes or a shoe that was... This is his actual championship ring.
Yeah. I got a couple of replica Dodger World Series rings, and those things are probably like $5. They're just a giveaway.
Right,
you know?
Giveaway night, ring night.
I have those out with all my autographed baseballs. They're the nice piece of art.
I've got a couple of bobbleheads. I keep some Dodger stuff. I actually have the Caleb Williams bobblehead that the Dodgers did last year.
Caleb Williams had his pro day today.
Yeah, he did.
Sedano and Cap were there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did they go?
Yep. Oh, right. I saw, was Lou Riddick there? Is that where?
Yep.
Yeah, so Cap was over there. I saw
and
that.
With Alex Van Pelt as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Alex Van Pelt.
Cappy played in college with both of those guys.
Yeah.
Louis Riddick and Alex Van Pelt at Pittsburgh.
Cool. Well, a complete report is obviously coming up with the afternoon show today.
What's up, Foo?
Sticking with the football realm, Netflix, the creators of The Quarterbacks.
Yep.
Coming out with The Receivers. Apparently, it's the same creators, and the receivers they followed last season are going to be Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm in.
I am way more for this than the quarterbacks.
Way more interesting than the quarterbacks. Receivers
are divas.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always drama with receivers.
And these documentaries are great. Oh, Mace.
No way. Absolutely not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
No,
not doing it.
You got to do me this one favor.
What?
I know you hate the Patriots.
I hate the Patriots.
You just have to watch episode 10.
That's it.
It's 38 minutes because it's all about the Super Bowl you went to in Atlanta and how he got over on McVay. And here's the amazing thing about it.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft had pretty much decided in the Brady Belichick. You'll learn that Brady and Belichick absolutely hated each other. And at this point, it had become untenable. So Kraft had to pick one side.
Yep.
And he was leaning on siding with Brady. because he was so mad at Belichick for benching Malcolm Butler in the Eagles Super Bowl
right.
and then not giving an explanation to anybody.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft said, I blamed Bill for that loss, and I was watching him closely. And what he did to Sean McVay and the Rams, remember, he held him to 3 points.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Won me over and made me decide that I had to keep Bill and let Tom go. And, you know, looking back now, obviously that was a mistake.
Right.
But it's the reason you'll like it. It's 38 minutes. It's all about that Rams Super Bowl that you were at.
Yep.
And it's called, the name of the episode is The Crumbling of the Dynasty. It's watching it all crash and burn. So I think you would like that.
So when you talk about that Super Bowl, the only thing I can think is Brandon Cooks dropped a sure touchdown pass. Is it in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, you know.
Belichick completely outsmarted.
Well, you know what he did? They hadn't played zone defense all year.
Right, and they threw like a bunch of guys on the line.
They were watching film and realized that Jared Goff and Sean McVay hadn't seen a good zone all year, and they switched to zone.
Yep.
And held him to 3 points.
And Brandon Cooks dropped a touchdown.
But yeah, Brian, I mean on that. I mean on the receiver thing.
I've
been watching Full Swing, the golf thing on Netflix. It's been great.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Mace, you'll trust me on this. Episode 10 of the Dynasty on Apple.
Okay, I will
watch that.
It.
And I think after you watch it, you may go back and watch some other ones. But even if you don't, you'll like episode 10.
Okay.
Because you were there at that Super Bowl and you don't like the Patriots and it's how the Patriots died.
Yeah. I was miserable after that Super Bowl too.
There was a meeting at Kraft's house where Giselle and Tom went over there and basically just talked to Robert Kraft for an hour about what an a-hole Belichick is. And after the meeting, Kraft was like, Tom's going to leave. These two can't coexist
right.
anymore. So that's what ended. It's weird what ends dynasties.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Kobe and Shaq broke up.
Right.
And it ended the Laker dynasty.
Normally personality clashes.
Right.
Yeah.
And this was, they could have kept going had Belichick given an inch, but he wouldn't do it.
What I remember about after that Super Bowl, there was a 2 a.m. flight, special because it was Super Bowl, back to L.A.
Right. Were you on it?
I was on it, and so was Rich Eisen.
Okay.
So had a long conversation with Rich. He kept calling me Mike.
Who do you think he thought you were?
Well, he told me, I asked him, who do you think I am? He said, Mike Martz. I'm like, no, I'm not Mike Martz.
You know what's weird
he's asking me very specific questions.
Yeah. What's weird is Rich likes this show.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Because Dave Singer works at the NFL Network, and he's asked Rich, like that Larry David clip we played, Larry first... that was with Bill Simmons when we played. But Larry first gave that theory with Rich
right.
on his podcast.
Right.
And so whenever I call Dave and say, hey, when was this on Rich's show, blah, 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 he always says, hey, Rich listens to you guys and is happy to come on at any point. If he thinks you're Mike Martz, it would be really interesting.
Well,
if he
a
came
great
on.
Offensive mind, but kind of a jerk.
That'd be great.
You got one more?
What's up, Foo?
Yeah, I got one more for you guys here. So as we know, LeBron and JJ came out with a podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's called Mind the Game or Mind Your Game.
Yep.
And I was very excited this. I listened to it on my way home yesterday. But the thing that got me is, so they advertised those two, all the clips are LeBron and JJ, you know, together.
Yeah.
It starts 10 minutes of straight JJ Redick. And I was this close to turning it off. Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm...
So
like,
LeBron just jumps in after 10 minutes?
Switch.
Right, I thought it was a bait and switch. So LeBron comes in, he's there for half an hour. So it's like a 40-minute episode, but the first 10 minutes are
all
JJ.
Does he talk about this team? Or is it more like a historical?
He does talk about this team a little bit more of like X's and O's and a lot of historical, though, about their past teams and stuff like that.
He throw anybody under the bus?
Not that I remember.
Okay, all right.
He did give some praise to, you know, people like Rondo and stuff, saying like best mind he's ever had on the court kind of a deal.
Yeah,
but great watch. Not a fan of the bait and switch kind of a deal.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
I was 30 seconds away from turning it off.
Interesting. It's Mind the Game with LeBron James and JJ Redick. It's apparently a co-production of their two companies. When are you starting your podcast?
Don't have time.
Bergman, when are you starting? Oh, you have the Blue Review.
Yeah, that's right. I have the Blue Review every day.
Now,
every day.
Who did
Monday
the Blue Review today?
Parker Bell, me, and Marcus Grant.
Is it generally speaking you three?
Yeah, it's usually us three.
So you broke down the game that nobody watched?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you listen.
Tomorrow,
you don't have
episode.
To watch. You just listen to the Blue Review.
Exactly. You know exactly what happens. And by the way, this podcast, I saw some of the clips from it.
Yeah.
From this podcast. It's very, very in depth.
Is
you have to be a basketball nerd to like this.
Really?
Like, Sedano is going to love it.
Oh, right.
I think John will love it. You're in the league. Like, it's really, really
I might listen to it on the way home today.
I'm just waiting for him to say something.
that we can play with.
But Brian, you want me to fast? You're telling me fast forward through the first 30 minutes.
You could, I mean, I love JJ Redick too, but the first 10 minutes, you don't really need it.
All right, there you have it. There is your What's Up, Fool. Dodgers now the most hated team in Major League Baseball. One St. Louis Cardinal has coined a new phrase to describe it. Tell you what it is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring, you probably know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position. You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening today, you got to try ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out the people they send you and hire them if you want to with one click. How fast do they work? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.